De stilte voordat we beginnen. De stilte voordat we beginnen. De stilte voordat we beginnen.
I shouldn't be telling you this, but this story is too good to keep to myself.
The saga of Brian the Rove and the scoring technique in cribbage. Part 1, the abduction and passage to Iceland.
Ace high. High counts.
Brianne is at home. The storyteller has just left. Brianne is the son of one of Erin's kings. Brianne's father has his own house band. Brianne's home is on the edge of the island. The logs fetched up by the sea nearby provide warmth enough to see them through the winter months.
Brianne's island, like most, is fine when the weather is fine, and a bloody misery after the third week of continuous rain. For if you've seen one raindrop, you've seen them all. It's quite different with a drop of pond water now. Every one of those is worthy of at least 15 minutes of any microscope owner's time.
Brianne's mother,
the Queen,
is out with the girls chasing down wild boar for sport and the pantry, whilst his father,
the King himself,
is playing his harp loudly as the three mates make the bed around him.
Three.
Ten.
15 for two. 15, 22, 22, 22, 27, 29, 31
for two goes four. Brianne's sister, Melkorka, has heard the story previously and has therefore gone early to her bed.
It is raining close to where Brianne sits, outside against the castle wall, and he would certainly be getting wet to the skin were it not for the roof over his head. Beneath this lean-to, the storyteller tells and learns, on every other Saturday afternoon and evening. Inside Brianne's head, thoughts weave, internal tapestry, destiny emblazoned by a conspiracy of doubt. Here is a prince who will become a king. Here is a poet who would become a priest.
Brianne is so internally occupied, he fails to discern the approach of mail and armor.
Hey there! Do you mean to tell me we walked all this way up from the beach and now there's nothing here but this? Says one of the Vikings as he pats Brianne heartily on the shoulder. Well, there's one here fit for slavery, answers the leader of the group, and he brushes Ernst's hand from Brianne's shoulder with an expressive sword blade. Well, he looks like a prince to me, says Ern. Who would you expect to live in such a stone-built place, Ern? A fisherman? A weather forecaster, perhaps? Anyway, I have yet to meet a prince who cannot be trained to cut hay or haul nets. Ern laughs and cuts a chunk out of the door upright before crossing the threshold. Immediately, he comes back out, pats Brianne on the shoulder twice more, and laughs again but heartier before going back inside.
Þú, stertur, kjóstu, gerast minn træll eða hljóta eitt koss axar minnar.
Well now, I'm a free spirit, you see, and I don't mind telling you, I'm not much interested in leaving here where I've got a good right now, with the future even brighter cousins permitting.
Kom þú, nú rauðhaus, með í heyskap og réttir á Íslandi.
I'm the last to see him alive. From my window I see a man leading him away. His hands are tied behind his back, his ankles tightly hobbled. His captor has led him to a low hawthorn tree and binds him securely to it. Now, with the arrogance of a fisherman, who feels no need to check the security of his knots, he returns in this direction. Yet before that man can cross the boundary of the moon shadow cast by the outer wall, there is another knocking at my door.
Listen to for 2 for 4 and 4 goes 8. 15-2, 15-4, and 6 is 10.
I'm extremely tired of this rowing activity. Is there not enough wind for the sail?
Tja, ef þú vilt, máttu draga upp segl. Ég kem ekki veg fyrir það. Nei, ef það ekki nægur vindur til siglingar. Gengur þú frá seglunum og rær harðar. Þetta unnin tíminn.
If there's no darkness of night in Iceland during the summer, when do you sleep?
Þegar ég þreyttur, þér þegar sagt.
The end of part one.
15-2, 15-4, pair is 6 and 6 is 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Really? No, I think you got more. Count again.
15-2, 15-4, a pair is 6. And 6 is 12.
Yuck.
I win! Oh, you're a bad loser.
In The Saga of Brian the Roth and the Scoring Technique in Cribbage by Rod Summers, the cast was as follows. Brian, Wally. Melkauka, Daisy Fortune. And Oma IC, Skuta Helgason. Brian Gawley, Lisbeth Summers-Ewalds and Rod Summers were the narrators, and the band was Morning Cure from a 1981 VEC recording. Icelandic text adaptation was by Skúta Helgason, and the recording and sound balance were by Rod Summers, with additional recording by Tom Winter. The Saga of Brian the Roth and the Scoring Technique in Cribbage was a VEC sound production directed by Rod Summers.